That brings me to what I said I would talk to you about. You could call it another theme, another topic. But it ties in very much with what I've been saying this morning and right now. Awareness. The things we add to reality. Let's take that one step at a time. Are you tired? Is it all right for me to go on to this next topic? I'll go on for a little while, then give you a break. You stand up and chat, etc. Now, Father Fitzpatrick, who's here, told me the other day how he gave a talk here in New York when there was this, years ago, he got himself into Time magazine because he gave a talk when the Puerto Ricans were very unpopular because of some incidents that had happened here. Everybody was saying all kinds of things against the Puerto Ricans, etc. And he sort of gave a lecture somewhere here in New York where he said, well, let me read to you some of the things that the people of New York were saying about certain immigrants. And he was reading things that people were really saying about the Irish and about the Germans and about every new wave of immigrants that came in. I remember he put it very well that day at dinner. He said, these people don't bring delinquency with them. They become delinquents when they're here, when they're faced with certain situations. We've got to understand that. If you want to cure the situation, it's useless reacting from prejudice. You need understanding. You don't need condemnation. Not by saying, you dirty old sinner. No, 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 no. What's going on? Understand. Awareness. But in order to get awareness, you've got to see. And you cannot see if you're prejudiced. Now, I got news for you. Almost everything and person that we're looking at in a prejudiced way. It's almost enough to dishearten anybody. Take my friend. I meet him after a couple of years, and I say, hey, Tom, it's good to see you. And I give him a big hug. Whom am I hugging? The guy here or my memory of him? A living human being or a corpse? I'm just assuming that he's still the attractive guy that I thought he was. I'm just assuming that he still fits in with the idea I have of him, with my memories and associations, etc. And so I give him a hug. 5 minutes later, I find he has changed. I got no interest in him. Hugged the wrong person. You want to see how true this is? Listen. I get this from religious communities in India. Sister goes to make a course, or she goes for a retreat. Everybody in the community is saying, oh, we know. You know, that's part of her charism. She's always attending workshops and going to retreats. Nothing will ever change her. Now, it so happens that Sister does change at this particular workshop or therapy group or whatever it is. She changes. Everyone notices the difference. Everyone says, my, you've really come to some insights, haven't you? And she says, yes, and she has. And they can see the difference in her behavior. You can see it in her body. You can see it in her face. You always do. When there's an inner change, it always registers in your face, in your eyes, in your body. Well, now Sister goes back to the community. And since the community has got a prejudiced meaning, fixed idea about her, they're going to look at her through the eyes of prejudice. They've got a picture of her stuck on their window, and they're looking at her through that picture. And they're the only ones who don't see any change. You know what they say? Oh, well, you know, she seems a little more highty-flighty and a little more cheerful, but just hang around, she'll be depressed again. And you know something? Within a couple of weeks, she's depressed again. She's reacting to their reaction. And they all say, see, we told you so. She hadn't changed. But the tragedy is that she had, only they didn't see it. What is a relationship? Ready for a bombshell? Hold on to your seats. Whatever a relationship may be, it certainly entails two things. Clarity of perception, in as much as we are capable of it. Some people would dispute to what extent we can attain this clarity of perception. But I don't think anyone would dispute that it is desirable that we move towards it. Clarity of perception. Accuracy of response. You're more likely to respond accurately when you perceive clearly. When your perception is distorted, you're not likely to respond accurately. Tell me, how can you love someone whom you do not even see? Let's make it worse. Do you really see someone you're attached to? Do you really see someone you're afraid of and therefore dislike? Because we always hate what we fear. Remember I told you, you have to be very careful with sentences of scripture, because if you're sleeping, you'd very easily misunderstand it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. People say to me sometimes, hey, wait a minute, I hope you're understanding what you're saying. Because we always hate what we fear. We always want to destroy and get rid of and avoid what we fear. When you fear somebody, you dislike that person in as much as you fear the person. And you don't see that person. Your emotion gets in the way. But that's just as true when you are attracted to someone. When love enters, you're going to find this hard to believe, you no longer like and dislike people in the ordinary sense of the word. You see them clearly and you respond accurately. Oh, at this level, this will go on, your likes and dislikes and preferences and attractions, etc., etc. You'd be fully human in the mechanical sense of the word and fully divine, because this won't come in the way of love when you're aware of it. You'll be aware of your prejudices, your likes, your dislikes, your attractions. They're all there. They come from your conditioning. Because tell me, what is it that you like? How come you like things that I don't like? Because your culture is different from mine. Your upbringing is different from mine. If I gave you some of the things to eat that I relish, you'd turn away in disgust. We've got people up there in certain parts of India who enjoy dog flesh. And I know people who, if they were told they were being served dog steak, would vomit. Why? Different conditioning. Different programming. I could bring Hindus here who would vomit if they knew they had eaten beef. But you enjoy it. They say, but why won't they eat beef? For the same reason that you don't eat your pet dog. The same reason, no other. Because the cow to the Indian peasant is what your pet dog is to you. That's what it is. So he doesn't want to eat it. They've got a whole cultural built-in prejudice against it, which saves the animal that's needed for farming, etc. So, when you have, see, why do I fall in love with you really? Why is it that I fall in love with one type of person and not another? Because I've got a shopping list, see, inside. I'm conditioned. I've got a kind of an image subconsciously. This particular type of person appeals to me, attracts me. So when I meet this person, I fall head over heels in love. But have I seen her? No. I'll see her after I have married her. That's when the awakening comes. And that's when love may begin. But falling in love has nothing to do with love at all. That isn't love. That's desire. That's burning desire. You want, with all your heart, to be told by this adorable creature that you're attractive to her. That gives you a tremendous sensation. And everybody else is saying, what the hell does he see in her? That's his conditioning. He's not seeing. They say, don't they, that love is blind. Believe me, there's nothing so clear-sighted as love. Nothing. The most clear-sighted thing in the world. Addiction is blind. Attachments are blind. Clinging and craving and desire is blind, but not love. Don't call that love. But of course, the word has been desecrated in most modern languages. People talk about making love and falling in love. Like the little boy who says to the little girl, have you fallen in love? Have you ever fallen in love? She says, no, but I have fallen in like. So what are people talking about when they fall in love? Now, the first thing, therefore, that we need is clarity of perception. Why do we not perceive people clearly? First, the first reason is evident. Our emotions get in the way. Our conditioning, our likes and our dislikes. We've got to grapple with that. But we've got to grapple with something much more fundamental. With our ideas. With our conclusions, with our concepts. Believe it or not, every concept which was meant to be a help to get in touch with reality ends up by being a barrier to getting in touch with reality. Because sooner or later we forget that the word is not the thing. The concept is not the thing. They're different. That's why I said to you the other day, the final barrier to finding God is the word God and the concept God. Comes in the way, if you're not careful. Was meant to be a help, can be a help, but can also be a barrier. Unless you realize very clearly that the word is not the thing.